Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. I've been charged with pointing out the hypocrisies of my partner here.
Right. You have to do it.
Where do you want to start?
I'm not going to help you.
You want to start on the tax cuts, the homeless, the Democratic Party's way to elect a president? Want to start with the homeless?
Tim, because I'm paid to be here, converse with you about whatever you want to converse about.
All right. Now, you support the homeless living in downtown Los Angeles, in the Central Division, I believe, and sleeping on the streets.
I'll say what I support.
I'm going to tell you what you've said on the air. You've supported the ACLU's injunction on the LAPD that allows the homeless to sleep on the sidewalks in front of businesses and residences downtown Los Angeles.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, and yet, you said if those homeless people were sleeping on your sidewalk, you would call the cops.
Well, I jokingly said I'd hit them with a shovel. Now,
right, I didn't want to say that, but would call the cops.
Let me say why I support the ACLU's defense of the homeless. Because I believe that's, to me, a minor issue. The much larger issue that we have to deal with
is... Don't change the topic, my brother. Let's clear this one up.
I'm not changing the topic, Tim.
All right.
And please don't tell me how to answer a question.
All right.
I've been doing this for a while. I can debate you and answer the questions completely and fully.
Okay.
Just fine. Thank you.
Here we go.
The larger problem is the growing number of homeless people in Los Angeles, and what are we going to do about them? The reason that I support the ACLU in this particular case is for symbolic reasons, because I don't believe that it is moral or ethical to arrest people if they have nowhere to go in the middle of the night. So that's why I supported the ACLU, for the symbolism of it, because I don't, as the son of a police officer who supports law enforcement.
But the people live in downtown Los Angeles, and some of the homeless are sleeping in the doorways of the people who live in downtown Los Angeles. Now, I understand. Listen, the homeless problem is a big deal.
I'll answer even.
But if those homeless people were on your sidewalk, you would call the cops at night.
I don't know what specifically I would tell you this. If they were in front of my house or if they were on Skid Row, if they are creating a problem or a public nuisance and there's a reason to call law enforcement, then that should happen. But if it's just...
But if you had 12 homeless people on your sidewalk every night when you got home and you had to walk over them to get into your house.
Yeah.
And then they were there in the morning.
Uh-huh.
There was no trash left. There's no, you know, urine. There's no feces, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's just where they slept.
Yeah.
You said you would call the cops.
Yeah, I don't know. I would want to do something about it because I want to do something about the scourge of homelessness that that is upon Los Angeles. Now there's as they say, NIMBY, not in my backyard. There's an expression that that's used often when people say, well, you know, I'm for that. I'm for, you know, well, you see, I can ask you. Are you for building up our defenses and nuclear power plants?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
What if one was built next to your house?
A nuclear power plant?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be in residential areas.
Well, but we have to protect the country.
See, there's plenty of space to... No, no.
Right.
No, no, no.
There's plenty of space.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of space in a city as large as Los Angeles for the homeless.
Except in your backyard or in front on your sidewalk.
And that nuclear power plant, except next to your house.
No, no, no. That nuclear power plant could be anywhere in this country.
And the homeless could be anywhere if more shelters were built for them in Los Angeles.
So you support moving the homeless outside of Los Angeles to, like, the desert where they build nuclear power plants?
No, 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 no. I believe in Los Angeles there should be greater funding for homeless shelters so these people have a place to go. That's what I believe.
Right.
That's what I believe. But the point I was making with you is, see, I might support, You know, I might have sympathy toward the homeless, but wouldn't want 15 of them in front of my house.
But you don't care that they're in front of somebody else's house who lives in downtown L.A.?
Those are mostly businesses. And,
no, there are people live down there.
And it's the middle of the night. If they're creating a nuisance, they should not be there.
Not creating a nuisance in front of your place?
I would not call for them to be arrested.
But you would prefer them not to be there?
I'd prefer for them not to be there, and I'd prefer for them not to be where they are on Skid Row.
Right, but
I'd prefer for them not to be homeless.
Yeah, but you would not want them on your sidewalk.
Probably not, but I would not.
So as long as they're on somebody else's sidewalk.
But I would not call the police to put handcuffs on them and arrest them.
How would you go about moving them?
And make them criminals just because they're without a home.
Okay, how would you go about...
You understand that, right?
Yes, how would you go about moving them?
I don't know how I'd go about moving them. I don't know. If I haven't faced that, I don't know. So, but the point is that there's a room in Los Angeles should be, in a city as rich as ours, homeless shelters and places for them to go, just as in our country, for people who support as vigorously as you do and I do, in nuclear power and defense, there's room for that nuclear power plant, not in the valley next to your house.
Yeah, that could be in the desert. Mm-hmm. So
that could be anywhere.
But you don't support them moving the homeless out to the desert.
No. But I do draw the comparison of both issues.
Bad comparison, though.
I don't think so.
Sure it is.
Well, you might think so, but I disagree with you.
Well, but it's like a comparison that a child would make.
No, Tim, don't insult my intelligence.
I'm just telling you that's like what a seven-year-old would say. Yeah,
no, don't insult my intelligence. You're in no position to insult my
intelligence. I'm saying you could do better than
that. No, what I'm telling you is that a lot of people believe they have passion for, you know, okay. Do you and I both believe that prostitution should be legal?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Would you want a brothel next to your house? I wouldn't.
I don't know.
But you understand? I mean, so just because you believe in something or advocate for something doesn't mean that you want it in your space or in your life. You and I are advocates of strip clubs. Would you want a strip club next to your house?
Well,
I wouldn't want one next to my house, but I don't want them to shut them down. It's the same argument.
It's not the same argument, though.
Of course it is.
No, because what you're saying is you don't want a strip club near your house, but you want it next to somebody else's house.
Well, I'm asking you. Answer the question. Do you want it next to your house?
I do not.
Then
but I don't want it next to any houses. You want the homeless who live in downtown Los Angeles to be able to sleep on the doorstep of people who own homes down there, but you don't want them on your property.
I want them to be able to be somewhere. And on the radio with you that evening, I supported the ACLU's victory because of the symbolism of it. I don't believe in America we should arrest people because they don't have a place to live.
We need to go to break!
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that. But do you understand the hypocrisy that is coming out of you with every breath you take?
Well, you might see it that way, but I think my arguments to those who can appreciate them.
Would you want this is like the same thing as your argument?
You can ask me 900 times if I would want homeless people sitting in front of my house. So what you're saying is this, and maybe you're not. You'll tell me. You can speak for yourself. Unless you're prepared for something to be on your property, in your face, in your space, around your children, then you can't support it. You know what I mean?
That's true. You should be more consistent. And your argument, if you want a nuclear power plant next to you, is like saying,
"So then
would you like to have the sun next to you?"
Then you shouldn't advocate. You say you believe that strip clubs should be allowed to exist.
Yes.
But you don't want one in front of your house, next to your house.
Brian, I'm not going to explain this to you because it is like talking to a seven-year-old.
No, it's not,
when,
Tim.
When I don't mind if strip bars are in business districts.
You're talking to a 35-year-old college graduate.
Business districts.
Yeah. The
strip bars can be in business districts. They shouldn't be near anyone's home. So it's a bad comparison.
Okay, so there's...
So keep going. Keep trying with your bad comparisons.
It's very clear that you can support something but not want it in your space. Like strip clubs are a great example.
All right, we got to take a break. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Now, All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, Chris in Orange County on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I have to say that I agree with Whitman.
All right.
And I'm apolitical, but you come off like what Whitman was talking about, this what he said before the last break, about like this real hardcore like Republican type, and I didn't know that you were.
Well, it's not so much hardcore Republican. I just don't want – I want people to be a little more consistent in their views.
Well, I think a lot of people like yourself
– Let me ask you a question, young man.
So how about letting him make
– let me say something real quick. I think a lot of people like yourself can only handle – black or white questions.
That's
right.
Right
or wrong.
I like right or wrong. I like black or white, and I'm not into a lot of shades of gray.
Well,
now let me ask you a question. Is buzz driving like, you know, the mother is against drunk drivers, say that buzz driving is like drunk driving now. Have you seen those billboards?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe in that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if a guy walks into a McDonald's, a fat guy walks into McDonald's. And he has one fat guy has one hamburger, the other fat guy has 12 hamburgers. Is that the same thing?
One fat guy has.
Did they have the same did they have the same lunch?
No.
So if one guy had one beer and another guy had 12 beers, the punishment should be the same if they both got behind the wheel?
The punishment should be the same. Well, you know, it depends. I mean, did the guy eat those 12 hamburgers eat?
And of course,
no, what about the beer? If a guy has one beer and drives home a little buzz,
you're comparing.
And
beer,
if one guy has 12,
not apples and oranges,
well,
beer and hamburgers.
If he ate the 12 hamburgers and had one beer, it's not going to really do anything. If he
forget the hamburgers. If a guy had a party.
All right, we're moving on from hamburgers now.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm trying to make the comparison, but evidently you guys can't follow it. I'll make it simpler.
Yeah, we're too dumb.
Let me give you another one here because you haven't answered it.
Okay.
If a guy has one beer at a party, another guy has 12 beers at a party, they both get pulled over when they leave the party. Should the punishment be the same for both those people?
Probably not.
So you don't believe that buzz driving is like drunk driving?
Well, I don't think that. I think somebody should get in more serious trouble if they're like 4.0.
Right. I think most people agree
with
that.
But see, 4.0 is not a blood alcohol level.
Well,
I think most people agree that if you are totally bombed.
But you can't have a 4.0.
Let me give my analogy. Here's my analogy, okay?
That's what I deal with you know, guys that don't know what they're talking about. You can't have a 4.0 alcohol blood level.
Okay, fine.
Or 0.4.
Okay.
Okay, or 0.3, a very high level.
Oh, I think most people believe if you blow a 1.5. Or that's significantly worse than a 0.7. I think most people would agree. If you blow a 2 as opposed to a 0.7, most people, reasonable people, would recognize a difference. Right? We agree on that.
Yeah, but it's just the simple math. I mean, you can't have a 1.4. You can't have a 4.0. I mean, it's just that, you know, your blood alcohol can't be 400%. All right? All right, go ahead, Chris. What was the point, Tim?
This is very important, okay? Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are phony, false politicians. They work for the power brokers of the world. Okay, it's your choice whether you want to vote for them or not, but I know the inside scoop. They're phony politicians. Barack Obama is a phony. He works for the power brokers, the Illuminati, in this world, and he works for the people behind the scenes. He's a planted politician. And you need to spread the word, and you need to do what you need to do. And you got to see the writing on the wall because he's a phony and a fake like George W. Bush.
So who's the real candidate this year for you?
I don't really care. I'm just praying to God that the best person wins because these guys are trying to get us into a wreck on purpose, the Antichrist incarnated. People need to wake up.
It's your party, my
man. Well, this is not my party, Tim.
Yes, it is.
My party is Bill Clinton and Barack Obama.
This guy here conspiracy theorists.
Is David Duke your party?
This guy's party.
No, is David Duke your party?
This guy's party, you, dude.
Is David Duke part of your
this
gang?
Guy is party. We're talking to this guy right now on the phone, the guy that you were so proud of when he called, and now you're calling him a lunatic.
I didn't call him a lunatic.
Well, you're separating yourself from this guy, Orange County, because
Tim, I don't have to agree 100% with everything he said.
When the guy called up, you're all for him.
Well, I wanted him to
buried himself,
give him a chance to be heard, and he
all
did.
All right, Chris, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Buddy, I would start to lose some of those crazy theories. I mean, they're just going to eat you alive.
You're absolutely wrong. You know what the apocalypse means?
But you don't have the power to change any of it. It's just going to eat you alive.
Yes, I do have the hidden power. I mean, the power to change it.
What's the hidden power?
Oh, God.
The hidden power is acknowledging that you're made in the likeness and image of love and light and consciousness and in the infinite creator. Acknowledge this. Start praying the rosary, meditating, practicing yoga.
Well, you do the rosary, Tim.
I do it all. Wow. Okay, and there's a major spiritual war going on right now. Everybody needs to partake in it. The second coming of Christ is a spiritual revolution.
Oh boy,
Jesus Christ!
Okay,
all right, Bubba.
Hey, well, that's your problem, Tim. This is my impression of Tim Conway Jr. Yeah. That's nice. Well, you're going to be skipping behind the Pied Piper, okay? Behind all these people,
skipping behind the Pied Piper.
All right. Sir. So you think the guy on the show that you most relate to is Brian?
Brian
Whitman.
Who I most relate to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I relate.
So that's Tim's way of saying that you and I are identical in perspective when he clearly knows we're not.
You told me
that I sound like a 7-year-old, Tim.
Hey, listen. This guy calls up because he supports you and is on your side of these issues. Why are you denying this guy a voice?
You know what?
I'm not denying him a voice. I fought for him to have an opportunity to speak.
You know what the truth is?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want your screener to get in trouble, but you can ask your screener. I said, you know what? I don't really know Whitman very well. I haven't listened to him. I listen to you and Steckler a lot, but I don't know him very well.
Are you serious?
Yes. He said in a very short amount of time that I've been listening, what is your opinion? Okay. And I said, I've been listening for, he goes, in the last 10 minutes. I said, I've been listening for 5 minutes. He goes, well, what's your opinion? So I have 5 minutes on Whitman. I never even heard the guy before. So don't judge the guy.
All right. But
you people need to wake up.
All right, Bubba.
The second coming of Christ is here.
All right.
All right.
Praise Jesus.
There he goes.
Wow.
All right. Your party is spoken.
Right. That's me. That was me. It was the equivalent of me actually leaving the room and placing that call myself, because that caller
he's
and
on
I,
your side on these issues.
Oh, right.
Another lunatic. All right, we come back.
Lunatic. A lot of name calling.
You don't think that guy was a lunatic?
No, you said another lunatic.
Yeah, another lunatic. Another
who's
phone
the, who's
call.
The
another,
other one?
Oh, get out of here. I don't think you're a lunatic. I think you're the smartest man on the planet.
Yeah, get out of here. Now you're lying. You ended all with a big lie. I'm leaving for at least 5 minutes.
Yeah. You are, buddy. I knew as much as you do. All right, it is when we come back, Stump the Monkey, everybody. It is Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.